Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
Is this where Georgie lives?
Oh, George.
O'Malley!
Callie, she dumped me.
Don't chase me anymore unless you're ready to catch me.
You erased my name from Burke's Humpty Dumpty surgery. What I don't know is why.
You okay?
Absolutely.
Stop worrying. Nobody has to know.
I saw you there at the nursing home with my mother. She lights up when you're around.
Mary, I want to start over.
You're not going to retire.
I need more time.
I don't have any more time to give.
What about your dad, George?
My dad?
Many people don't know that the human eye has a blind spot in its field of vision. There's a part of the world that we are literally blind to.
What did I say?
Seriously.
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 Seriously, we're taking it slow.
I can take it slow. I can take it incredibly slow.
We're taking it slower than that. We're starting fresh.
And starting fresh means no sex because...
Because we started with sex last time, and it didn't go very well.
Right.
Plus, the waiting is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we need fun. From now on, I want to be bright and shiny.
The problem is, sometimes our blind spots shield us from things that really shouldn't be ignored.
Mom. The nurses tell me you haven't been eating.
No time. I've been in the OR all morning. I've got back-to-back surgeries the rest of the day, so...
Look, I'm sorry that I haven't been visiting. It's just that I've been...
I don't have time to cuddle you right now. I'm trying to save lives here. Do you understand? Do you?
Dr. Gray.
Chief.
Oh, Richard.
Oh. For me? You shouldn't have.
The nurse says she hasn't been eating.
You wonderful man.
I'm interrupting you. I'll go.
No, Chief. You stay, and I'll go.
Sometimes our blind spots keep our lives bright and shiny.
Today is the day, people. Today is the day when dark and twisty Meredith disappears forever, and bright and shiny Meredith takes her place. You're probably not going to want to be friends with me anymore because the sheer intensity of my happiness is going to make your teeth hurt. But that's okay, because life is good. Life is good. What's going on?
George's dad got admitted last night.
Oh, my God. Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine.
He passed out, hit the floor, and fractured his clavicle.
Yeah, but his clavicle's fine. Callie said it's going to be fine.
Are those his AM labs?
Complaining of severe abdominal pain.
He doesn't have peritoneal signs. That's good.
Has anybody seen?
I was just looking at it.
Don't you think me reading it is more important than you reading it?
Sure, fine. It's gonna be fine.
You're on scut today. You'll be distracted.
No, I won't.
Family members do not treat family members scut.
I'm scrubbing in on a surgery with Dr. Burke this morning.
Of course you are. Karev, Sloan, Gray, Pitt, Stevens, Shadow, Karev. And let me remind you again of the rules of your probation.
I think she knows the rules, Dr. Bailey.
No touching patients. No talking to patients. No rolling your eyes at the patients or your superiors.
Hey, good morning, Addison.
What's that supposed to mean?
It is a greeting used in civilized cultures by their civilized inhabitants.
You're smiling.
It's called happiness. I understand why you wouldn't recognize it.
Oh, wait. We're being mature about this.
Yes, we are going to peacefully coexist in this hospital. Unless you've reconsidered moving back to New York. Okay, then. We're going to peacefully coexist.
Interesting.
Yes, we're adults, we're educated, and I think we're capable of many, many things. Come on, let's shake on it.
So I'm still wearing the rings.
Hmm.
Maybe they're stuck.
Have you tried soap? I hear it's good and slippery.
You are a very strange person, Derek.
I am just bright and shiny, Addison. Bright and shiny.
No, so then I popped a shoulder right back in. He didn't even flinch. Your brother is hardcore.
Oh, Callie.
George.
What are you...
Looks like you've got a full house, Mr. O'Malley.
Just waiting on the wife. She's in D.C. You're chaperoning a field trip?
Yeah, she's coming in today.
His clavicle's still hurting, so I added PRN morphine every 4 hours.
And I've scheduled your endoscopy for this afternoon.
An endo what?
Scope. That's like a camera.
That sounds dangerous. Is that dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous.
Okay, I didn't ask you. I asked the doctor.
Yeah, let the doctor speak, Georgie.
White coat. Let's look at the white coat.
What about an x-ray? Because I had that once and I feel like...
Shut up. Both of you, shut up.
Oh, man.
What?
Ah, excellent. My invaluable intern. Does it bring a hot blonde to work day? No one told me.
Sexual harassment.
Dr. Stevens is shadowing me today. So.
Which one of these cases do you need us on?
It's a really tragic one. I found out just this morning that I have over 2 weeks worth of dry cleaning that needs to be picked up. Stat.
Cool. That's it.
See, we're like a well-oiled machine, you and me. I also need you two to get me a sandwich from that pathetic excuse for a deli. You know the one I like, Karev. Oh, but go easy on the mayo this time. I think he's trying to kill me.
I don't see why I can't at least help with my dad's endoscopy.
What about no working with family? Do you not understand?
I'm not asking to
Fine.
Do the...
Pick an intern.
What?
I'm being kind. You want an intern assigned to your dad's case? Fine. Who do you want? Right now, pick an intern.
Excellent. Now we want to place partial occluding prep in the aorta. Slowly. Good. Now we want to make sure that all the grafts are de-aired before we remove the venous and aortic cannulas.
He's letting her decannulate the heart by herself.
Freaking unbelievable, huh?
What do we have?
Mia Hansen, 5-year-old female, crush injury to the abdomen, blunt trauma to the head, BP 90 over 60, pulse 110.
How was she injured?
Backed over by her mom's SUV.
She's, her blood type is A negative and she's allergic to penicillin and a wheat. I am so sorry, Mia. I am so sorry, baby.
Has she had anything to eat today?
Cereal this morning around 6:30.
Okay, Mrs. Hansen, we're going to take care of your daughter.
I'm Mrs. Hansen. Mia is my child. Anna is just the nanny who ran over my daughter.
I'm going to examine your neck, okay?
It's okay, Mia. My name is Meredith. And Dr. Shepherd and Dr. Bailey are just trying to see where you hurt, okay?
What the hell happened?
She ran over me in the driveway.
She what?
She wasn't supposed to be in the driveway. Mrs. Hansen told me to go get some milk, and I didn't see her.
How do you not see a child standing in the driveway? And where were you?
What?
What were you doing that you couldn't watch me up for 5 minutes?
I was supposed to be in court.
Oh, you're on the phone.
And I was letting them know that I was going to be late.
Instead of watching Mia.
Oh, so now this is my fault?
It's the car's fault, okay? SUVs have blind spots the size of Jupiter. And yelling and fighting and placing blame is not going to help your child.
Is she going to be okay?
She has blood in her ear canal. We need to get her upstairs for a CT.
It's going to be okay, baby girl. Get away from her. Now. Get out.
All right, come on. Let's get her up.
I can't believe you just decannulated a heart all by yourself.
I didn't decannulate the heart by myself. I assisted Dr. Burke, who decannulated the heart.
Why are you being modest? Modest looks weird on you.
No big deal, George.
How's your father, O'Malley? Anything new?
He needs an endoscopy, and Bailey won't let me be the intern on his case. She said I could pick someone. I was wondering if Christina could be the intern on his case.
Why? Oh,
that shouldn't be a problem.
Yes, it is. We have a carotid endarterectomy scheduled at noon.
I'll push it. O'Malley's father deserves the best.
Thank you, Dr. Burke.
Not a problem, O'Malley.
Your dad better get something interesting wrong with it real fast.
You're sick. She's a sick, horrible person.
Tell me again why you put up with this crap.
Because one of these days he's going to crack and let me in on a case.
Sure you want to do plastics that badly?
There you are. Would you go all the way to New York for my pastrami?
Extra spicy, extra lettuce, light on mayo.
Mark, what are you doing?
Lunch. Want my pickle?
Seattle Grace is a teaching hospital. Part of your job is to teach. Your interns aren't your slaves.
Fine. No pickle for you.
Did you see that?
Hmm?
Sloan. He's using his interns to pick up his dry cleaning and his lunch.
I've got to do an endoscopy.
What the hell is going on with the men in this hospital?
How you doing, Mr. Jeffries?
Oh, Frank's doing okay. He'd be doing a lot better if the twins were even.
Twins?
Frank's new pecs.
Who is Frank?
You're looking at him.
Frank, these are interns. I'm supposed to be teaching them. Apparently, this is a teaching hospital. Karev?
Yeah. Frank Jeffries is post-op day 3 from pectoral enhancement surgery. There was a slight complication when a seroma formed.
What is a seroma?
Buildup of blood and fluid under the skin. Sorry.
That concludes today's teaching.
A tube was inserted in Mr. Jeffries' chest to drain the excess fluid. I want you to monitor and check the tube fluid output and change his dressings. Dr. Stevens? I guess you can watch.
Hmm.
Actually, Dr. Stevens is an excellent doctor.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You decannulated our heart this morning.
Yeah, I didn't decannulate.
Yes, you did. And when Brooke and I were fishing it, I noticed something weird with his hand. Like a spasm.
I'm sorry, why are you even saying that? That is not funny.
I didn't say it was funny. I said it was weird. And him letting you decannulate a heart, that's weird.
You should sit with your father, because if you want something to worry about, you should worry about him.
My father is fine. He's good. I have a good... Don't... This is Burke. Did you think that...
I want Anna.
Amy, Mommy and Daddy are here. And we are just going to take some pictures. Okay? This is a big camera.
I don't like it.
Gray, keep her still.
Mia, baby, it's okay. Mommy's here.
Where's Anna?
You need to lie very still, okay?
I want Anna.
How about I sing you the goodnight song? And you pretend it's bedtime and stay super still, okay? Okay. Good night, Mia. Good night, Mommy. Good night, Daddy.
No, you're singing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I'm singing it wrong.
I want Anna.
She's in the waiting room, honey. I'll get her.
John.
Let's all sing it together, okay?
No, I want Anna.
So, no,
uh-huh.
But you pick a car.
Okay. Yeah. 1968 Mustang GT390 Fastback.
That's interesting.
Oh, that is hot. That is very hot. Car.
Uh-huh. Hey, Georgie. How's Dad?
Fine. They're not done yet, but I'm sure he's fine. Can I talk to Dr. Torres?
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to your brothers.
You don't have to do that.
It's okay. I don't mind. I'm pretty sure Ronnie and Jerry both have a thing for me. I was going to go with Jerry until he went all 1957 Bel Air. I was like, really?
Thank you for trying to help out my family, but it's really not necessary.
George, I'm kidding about your brothers. Come on.
Callie, I'm serious. I can handle my family on my own. You broke up with me, remember?
To do a partial nephrectomy.
Do you think you can save Mia's kidney?
Only if we can control the bleed or she'll cauterize as I go.
Thank you.
You poor baby. It's not going to be an easy recovery.
Well, with parents like that, she didn't have it easy to begin with.
People do the best they can, Dr. Gray.
They don't know their kid's blood type. They don't know her favorite song.
People want high-powered careers. I get that, but they should think twice before having kids. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that I should be home with my baby instead of here with this little girl and a surgical intern who can't cauterize the bleeders. Dr. Bailey, if I were you, Dr. Gray, I would keep my eye on the surgical area and my mouth shut.
O'Malley, how's it going with your dad?
Good. The chief's doing an endoscopy on him, so he's in good hands. That was an amazing surgery this morning, the way you let Christina decannulate that
heart. She shows tremendous promise in cardiothoracic surgery.
She said she didn't do it.
Probably didn't want to rub it in. Make anyone jealous.
We're talking about Christina. Everything all right with you?
Sure. Good. It's fine.
Because if anything ever wasn't, you know, you could talk to me, right? You've been through a lot lately, getting shot. All that, it can't be easy.
Yeah.
Has it not been easy?
It's fine. Send my best for your dad.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey!
The civil mature thing, how far does it go?
Meaning what?
Meaning, is it pleasantries in the hallway, or do we actually interact?
Well, I don't know. That sounds drastic.
I'm worried about Richard. He seems down to me.
Well, he's separated from his wife. It usually doesn't make a person giddy. Except in my case.
Okay. I think he could use somebody to talk to.
So? Talk to him.
No, I think we both should, you know, so it's clear that he has people to turn to.
Because he's a little depressed.
Well, because I don't think he's spoken to Adele in weeks, and he's our friend, and he's always been there for us.
When you get divorced, doesn't that mean your wife is supposed to stop nagging you? Maybe if you took the rings off, it would help.
Are you going to come with me to see the chief or not?
Fine, yes. Okay.
Thank you. And I will try soap. For the rings, I mean.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, look at you.
How do they still look lopsided? I mean, from the seroma?
No, it looks like most of the swelling has gone down.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dr. Stevens, would you take a look at the twins? Frank would like a woman's perspective.
Oh. Just looking.
Nice.
Yep. Looks pretty even to me. Very defined. And the redness should go away in a couple of days.
Good. Good. Frank got them for his girlfriend. He doesn't want her to see them till they're perfect.
Your girlfriend asked you to get pec implants?
Oh, no. Frank's girlfriend joined a gym and got a trainer named Lars. What kind of name is that, Lars?
So you got fake pecs because you're jealous of a guy with a fake name?
Well, my last girlfriend, Vina, left me for a guy with hair, so I got plugs. Too late. This time around, Frank's not taking any chances. Frank sees the signs of discontent. Frank's fighting back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just don't get the whole fake boobs thing. No offense.
Oh, these are top of the line. I mean, they look real. They feel natural. Oh, really? Feel them. Really. Come on. Feel them.
Ooh. Very solid.
And real.
I don't know about that.
Well, compare them to his.
I'm not involved with this.
Come on.
Don't be such a baby.
This is why I don't work with interns.
Miss Hanson?
Is she all right?
Yes, we were able to stop the bleeding. Dr. Shepherd has ordered an MRI for skull fracture. Hopefully she won't need any more surgery.
Oh, thank God.
She's in recovery. Dr. Gray will take you up to her.
Thank you. Can we wait just a minute? My husband went downstairs to use a landline. His battery died.
Sure.
So, Mia, she's okay?
Oh, she is. Yeah. She, keeps asking, for Anna.
We fired Anna.
Oh. Just seems very attached to her.
That's my fault, according to my husband, because I'm a working mother. He's a working dad, but apparently that's not the issue. I love my job. I love Mia more. She's my baby. She's my... I love my daughter, and I love my job. I'm not good at the mom stuff, but I'm good at my job.
I mean, why bother having a kid if you're only going to see it on weekends and holidays? You might as well just get a cat.
Talk to Burke. I think he's fine.
You did what?
What's wrong with Burke?
Nothing's wrong with anybody.
Do you know he let her decannulate a heart this morning?
You decannulated a heart this morning? By yourself? Bitch.
No, not by myself.
Now she's lying about it.
Yang decannulated her heart. Why is Alex not surprised?
Izzy isn't either. Last week, Izzy was digging through crap. This week, she's fondling man boobs. No decannulating hearts for Izzy.
Why aren't you bragging about decannulating the heart?
I didn't decannulate the heart.
Izzy and Alex do not believe you.
Okay, what are you two doing?
Izzy and Alex have a patient who speaks about himself in the third person.
I thought it was annoying at first, but now they kind of like it.
Good. Is it going to stop soon?
Oh, what happened?
This morning you were all bright and shiny, asking to be kicked in the face.
I am. I'm bright. I'm shiny.
Yeah. Izzy thinks this whole bright and shiny thing is getting old.
Alex agrees.
We think you're depressed.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, for the two of you to agree on something, I must damn near be suicidal.
We agree on things.
We agree on this.
So, start talking.
Adele and I, she wants me to step down as chief. Retire.
You retire? That's crazy. What would you do?
Spend a little more time with his wife, perhaps.
She's being unreasonable.
She wants to know that his marriage is a priority to
him. She's using his work as an excuse.
Or he is. Some men use work, some men use other women.
Some women use other men.
I've been visiting Ellis Gray.
I was lonely, and you had checked out, and I was lonely.
I work, I visit Ellis. That's my deal.
It's first,
I make time for Ellis, I don't make time for Adele.
There's something driving a wedge between Richard and Adele. Now, maybe you don't see it, but I do, and so does Adele.
Well, maybe he sees it and doesn't want to do anything about it.
Just think about it. That's what marriage is built on, change. What change is what keeps marriage alive.
The man has right to do whatever he wants to do.
Stop!
Okay. Sorry.
Helping me. Look, I miss my wife. I want her back. I don't want my marriage to be over.
Richard, your marriage isn't over until you decide it is.
Right.
Until you decide that the sacrifice just isn't worth it.
Right.
Come in. Oh, Yang. What is it? O'Malley.
Yeah?
I have your father's test results.
Bells I heard so long ago sing.
You gotta ask for it. We've been waiting here forever. Where's the doctor?
Dr. Weber will be in a couple minutes.
Don't tell you anything, huh? Until you're a real doctor?
I am a real doctor. Ronnie! I'm just not Dad's doctor.
What is it, Georgie?
Let's just wait for Dr. Weber.
No, I think he's expecting you to talk to him.
He's coming in.
He's coming in later. You should tell your dad.
What's with the whispering?
The biopsy results were abnormal.
Is abnormal bad or just different? Georgie?
Sir, you have cancer in your esophagus, which has spread to your stomach. And we need to operate to remove it. And you'll need to undergo chemotherapy and radiation. I'm sorry.
They're going to try to operate soon. This week, I think. It's a stage 3 metastatic cancer, so. My brothers are... Callie slept with Sloan. I just can't. I can't. and can't deal with any of it. I spent the entire day worrying about Burke, like there's something wrong with Burke. There's nothing wrong with Burke. And God, my dad's cancer, I can't even look him in the face. Christina had to tell him what was wrong.
Nobody gets it right with their own family.
I certainly don't.
Yeah.
Callie's
up with Sloan.
I don't get you people.
Us with the boobs? Mm. We make a lot of bad decisions.
Dude, I still can't believe you went through all this for a check.
Well, you never did anything crazy for love?
Not like this.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Dr. Stevens? Frank can sense the vibes.
I'm not talking about this with you.
She left you for another guy? Ooh. Frank's hit a nerve.
It's more complicated than that.
Uncomplicated then, man. Grand gestures is what I'm talking about. If you like Frank, just figure out what she wants, make it happen. Forget all about the other guy. Trust Frank. Frank knows.
Hey, yeah.
Second MRI report shows bleeding in his brain.
Oh, damn it. I gotta go in. Can't relieve the pressure.
Two surgeries in one day?
Yeah, but she's tough. I know we don't have any other options. Here. Not so bright and shiny.
I thought the cancer was in my gut. What are we looking at my heart for?
Your EKG showed some abnormalities, so we just want to make sure your heart's healthy enough to support you through the surgery.
Hmm. You're a smart girl.
Yes.
George told me you were the best intern I could have on my case.
He said that?
He said you were the best intern in the hospital. Said you keep everyone on their toes, even him.
Dr. Yang, you should take a look at this.
Okay. You paged me? What is Burke doing in there?
I did a pre-op echo. His aorta valve is leaking. He won't make it through the cancer surgery unless we replace it. It's just a valve replacement, George. It's going to be fine.
Burke will do it. Burke will do it, and you will clear his schedule if someone is going to operate on my dad's heart. I want it to be Burke.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be fine. It's a valve replacement. It's Preston Burke. If someone's going to cut your dad's heart apart, you want it to be him. What? What's wrong with Burke's hand?
Nothing.
He's going to operate on my father.
George, Burke is fine. Your dad will be fine.
You're lying. Burke is hiding something and you're helping him.
Leave me alone.
See me, Chief?
It's about your mother. I know your relationship with her is complicated. And I know you know that she and I...
Chief, it's okay. What really matters is that you make her happy. And my father couldn't. And I couldn't, so...
Meredith, I can't see your mother anymore. I need to try to make my marriage work. And if I'm going to do that,
I have to stop seeing your mother.
I see.
She's an extraordinary woman. She worked so hard, she sacrificed so much, and to see it end like this. Take good care of her for me.
We got it from here.
Yo.
Okay, Frank. Time to take the tube out. Izzy, put on some gloves.
What's going on?
Alex, what are you doing?
Ready to take out Frank's boob tube?
Well, what about the rules? What if Sloane finds out?
Screw Sloane.
She knows what she's doing, right?
I promise you, Frank. The twins are in excellent hands.
Ah. Grand gesture. Frank gets it.
What's he talking about?
Nothing.
You sure about this?
Oh, yeah. He's sure.
Looks like we can safely evacuate the clock.
Our lights in the driveway, under control, wind
coming my way, tomorrow returning. Did you ever think about having kids?
Derek and I talked about it, but I wasn't ready. I love kids. I'd have a dozen.
Believe me, one's enough. Unless you plan to put away your scalpel.
That's why God invented nannies.
Yeah. I wish it were that easy.
What do I do with these? Hawk them? Keep them? My mom says post-divorce wedding rings are bad juju.
Your mom says juju?
She does. So?
What would your mom do?
Burn them? Bury them?
You want them?
Oh, I want some rings, just not bad juju rings. And again, my mom's kind of insane.
Hey, don't talk smack about your mom.
Miranda.
Yesterday, I left for work early, and Tuck's favorite food was strained peas. Nasty green gunk, but he loved them, ate them for breakfast. I got home after a 15-hour shift, and he doesn't like strained peas anymore. He only wants carrots.
Life moves so fast. Everybody moves on.
Yep.
Where are you going? I'm not ready to move on. Best man, 700 places, 700
faces. Do you know why I picked you to be my dad's intern? Because you are a robot. You're a freaking robot in a white coat who never makes a mistake, and most of the time I appreciate that. Most of the time, I really feel like I have something to learn from you, but right now, I need you to try just for a minute. I need you to try to be a human being. Where are we gonna go from here? Back of your eyes look like my mother's. When we talk, you're like my brother. Where are we gonna go from here?
Thank you, Alex. I can't believe you let me help. Alex is cool. You know that? Alex is the coolest.
Oh, Alex knows it. Izzy isn't so bad herself.
Oh, Izzy is rocking. Izzy is back in the game. Alex, I'm sorry, I can't. Where are we gonna go from
here? Hey, Mia. Can you say something for me?
I need to hear how great you talk. Can you say my name? Can you say Meredith?
Okay.
That was great. Guess who's here? Mom and Dad.
Hey. How's my baby going, Mom?
Diane, wait. Diane, where are you going?
So we'll do the thing with the heart tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in a couple days. I don't know quite yet.
But Dr. Weber and Dr. Burke said we should get to it quick.
And we will get to it as quick as we can. I just want to make sure that we do it right.
I just don't understand why they're operating on his heart when the cancer is in his gut.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Now, you know what I was thinking? Maybe the tests are wrong. Okay, maybe it's not cancer. Because cancer runs in the family, right? And no one else in the family has cancer.
It is cancer. Okay, it's stage 3 metastatic esophageal cancer.
Meta what?
Metastatic. It's when the cancer cells have migrated from their point of origin.
Okay, you're talking doctor now, George. Just talk English.
I am talking English. You're just not listening.
No, you're just not saying anything that we understand.
I'm trying.
Imagine your dad's like a vintage car, okay?
Callie.
And his blood's like gas flowing through the fuel lines. The cancer cells are like the gunk that builds up in there.
Fouls up the plugs.
Exactly. Once the gunk starts circulating, it can do a lot of damage to the whole engine, the carburetor, everything. It's like the engine had already blown a gasket. Even before all the other damage started.
When it comes to our blind spots, maybe our brains aren't compensating. Maybe they're protecting us.
I'm glad you came to visit. But you can't stay. I'm expecting someone.
Actually, Mom, he's not coming.
What?
The chief. Richard. He's not coming tonight. In fact, it's just gonna be me for a while.
He's come back to Adele.
Yes.
Of course he has.
Mom.
He's afraid. Afraid to be happy. And I'm all alone. Now I have to raise my daughter alone.
How am I expected to do that? Mom. You did the best you could. You did the best you could. That's all anybody can do.
How am I looking?
Good. You're ready for surgery.
That's good, I guess. I don't know how I'm going to tell my wife about all this. 40 years we've been married. And now, cancer and a heart condition? She's always telling me how I should eat better, take better care of myself. Guess I should have listened.
George is the best.
What?
He's the best intern. He's a good doctor, and he's a good person, and whatever happens, I just thought you should know that you raised a good person.
Thank you, Dr. Yang.
You still felt that way about me?
Me neither.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Alex gets it. Alex is sorry he's such an idiot.
Can Izzy buy Alex a drink?
Alex would like that. Yes, he can.
I know what time it is. I don't care if he's sleeping. Just wake him up. He can sleep late. Wake him up. Okay. Now. No, put the phone to his ear. Hey. Hey, Tuck. It's Mommy. Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Oh, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade.
George knows.
Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa he may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
I may not be cut out for bright and shiny.
I'm not either. We can be dull and lifeless together.
I am glad you're in my bathtub.
Crust of bread and such.
Me too.
You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.